Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be variably cloudy, high this afternoon near 26. Kenosha County resident Andrew Obregon, who had law enforcement seeking him for several weeks last year on a number of crimes in Kenosha and Racine counties, and also a few local folks concerned about their safety during that period, he's been scheduled off for trial in late September. During a hearing today before Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman amid heavy security, Obregon and his attorney were told to be prepared for trial on charges that include homicide, attempted homicide, robbery, and multiple vehicle thefts, the latter allegedly to avoid capture. A status conference has also been scheduled in mid-April, one last pretrial meeting on September 15th, 11 days before Obregon's scheduled trial. The Central Racine County Health Department's Board of Health is meeting this evening. That agenda includes resolutions to add the towns of Burlington, Waterford, and Raymond, and the village of Waterford, the city of Burlington, as member municipalities on the board. Current voting members are the towns of Yorkville and Waterford, plus the villages of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, North Bay, Sturtevant, and Union Grove. Well, instead of paying for items at Racine's Bethesda Thrift Shop in the Elmwood Plaza Shopping Center based on cost per item, there's a new policy that's been implemented. We're charging $1.29 per pound for everything in the store. Bethesda is part of a nationwide Christian organization. The items in Racine are overflow from other locations. According to a corporate official, the new sales policy should let customers get more bang for their buck. Too many yard sales, or sales that just kept going week after week, has led the city of Wauwatosa to crack down on what officials say were mainly just commercial operations, new products instead of personal property, like used clothing being sold. The Wauwatosa Common Council approving an ordinance this week that creates tighter rules about the time and the frequency of rummage sales. And one Wisconsin lawmaker wants to add some new rules to daily fantasy sports played here in the state. Plymouth Republican Representative Tyler Vorpakel says his proposal would protect players while not banning leagues like DraftKings and FanDuel. In fact, he says his plan would define daily fantasy leagues as not gaming. But he also wants to require players to be at least 18 years old, that their money is held into a special account, and that the leagues beef up their audits. AccuWeather forecast, variably cloudy, high this afternoon near 26. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.